Track 2.33.
Personally, I'm dead set against cosmetic surgery of any kind. I work for a women's magazine, so you can imagine how many beautiful models I've met. But I'm also in daily contact with women who are not physically perfect, and I have to say that the most beautiful women I know are not models. They are the intelligent, interesting women whose life experience shows on their faces. I believe that true beauty comes from within, and no amount of cosmetic surgery can give you that.
Yes, I agree with you, Jean, but not everybody has the confidence to let their inner beauty shine through. Cosmetic surgery can actually give people that confidence. I really don't think there's anything wrong with trying to improve on what nature has given us.
Ah, well, that's where I disagree with you, Rita. I think we should be grateful for what God has given us. The point is, it's selfish and indulgent of people to spend vast amounts of money on superficial improvements when there is so much poverty and sickness in the world.
Actually, it's not that expensive, you know, Michael. I mean, you could have your nose done for the price of a vacation. And quite frankly, cosmetic surgery can do more for you than a vacation, because the benefits last longer.
Are you saying I need a nose job?
No, of course not. I guess what I'm trying to say is that cosmetic surgery nowadays is almost as routine as going on vacation. Basically, it's here to stay, and I'm afraid you just have to accept it.
Well, I don't go along with that at all. Growing old is a natural part of life, and if you ask me, what we need to accept is that we can't look young forever.
Well, I would disagree with that, but let's leave it there.